Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Floating in a Most Peculiar Way by Louis Chudasoki. Read by the author.
For Adora, this is where you begin. Prologue. Future legend. In my mother and father's time, exile would have been the description for people like us. It was a sexy word in some circles. The common terms now are immigrant or refugee. Neither of those have the same appeal. They come laden with a sense of political inconvenience or victimization, and they imply that the place you have come from still exists. Throughout my childhood, my mother told me that we were from a country that had disappeared or been killed. The murder of our country was a crime she would never forgive, because not only had she become a citizen of that country, but she and my father had been partly responsible for its invention. Sometimes our country had been starved to death. Our enemy, the Federal Republic of Nigeria, had identified starvation as a legitimate tactic of war and deployed it against us with some virtuosity. We'd become famous for our hunger, particularly our children, who became celebrities in what many called Africa's first televised war. But we weren't exiles because nobody owed us anything. We were immigrants because back in my mother's day, that term implied that we were needed in whatever country we ended up in. Nobody felt guilty for our country's disappearance because it hadn't survived long enough to appear on any official maps. It was more than a rumor, but had not become a symbol. A handful of African nations had recognized it, and Israel and a few European countries had supported it without providing official recognition. Though virtually forgotten, there were still traces of our country in the lexicon of global charity. For example, it existed in tragic photos of emaciated babies with swollen heads and stomachs. As I said, we'd become famous for our hunger. Images of our children introduced kwashiorkor to the world, a disease so cruel as to be ironic. Extreme hunger made the stomach expand enough to suggest gluttony. We were from Biafra, mind you, not Nigeria. My mother was emphatic about the distinction. The latter was just a placeholder, a country that was to our real homeland as a scar is to a wound. In other words, it was just like me as I was to my father.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?